The UN defines sexual violence in conflict as rape, sexual slavery, forced prostitution, and other abuses that are directly or indirectly linked to combat. For Saran Keita Dayakite of the NGO Working Group on Women, Peace and Security, these crimes brutally reinforce the concept that women are not equal and can be violated with impunity.
Sustainable peace and the elimination of conflict-related sexual violence will not be possible without addressing the root causes of inequality. Concretely, this means ensuring women's equality at all stages of peace processes and addressing crimes against women in all peace accords, including guaranteeing women's human rights in the context of peace agreements, ensuring sexual violence is a violation of ceasefire agreements, and not allowing amnesty provisions for such crimes.
While women and girls are disproportionately the victims of sexual violence during conflict, the latest UN report on this subject finds men and boys are increasingly being targeted. Other emerging concerns include forced marriage by armed groups and the plight of children born from rape, about whom little is known. UN Special Advisor on Sexual Violence in Conflict, Zainab Hawa Bangura, presented the report to the Security Council.
The report also stresses the acute lack of services for victims. It is absolutely essential that we continue to meet our obligations to the survivors. The critical health, psychosocial, legal, and other interventions that they must have to rebuild their lives. At the same time, we also have to throw a more concerted spotlight on the perpetrators.
Ms. Bangura recently returned from the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo. She visited a community there where 11 babies were raped last year by rebel groups. Despite atrocities like this, she said eradicating sexual violence in conflict is not a mission impossible. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for sustained efforts to prevent this scourge.
It encompasses the work of all those involved in building peace in the aftermath of conflict, from restoring the rule of law and advancing gender equality to promoting early recovery and longer-term development.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon speaking on Wednesday during the Security Council meeting on women, peace and security. Deanne Penn, United Nations.